Through the years, as I've had opportunities to speak to so many people behind the scenes, so to speak, of what was going on with their life and counseling and hearing their troubles and exchanging ideas and being iron sharpening iron, I've come to find out that some people find it very easy to, let's say, trust God for their health and yet stay awake all night worrying about finances. Or maybe people trust Him for their finances but not to direct their steps. Here's what Jesus says to you, my friend. Whatever you're facing today, remember this. Take my yoke upon you, said Jesus, and learn from me. Well, what are we supposed to learn? We're supposed to learn that if you want to lighten your load, don't take on more. Take on a partner. Get in harness with the Lord and take your lead from Him. Working with God will restore our strength, my friend. You know that and I know that. He will not deplete our strength. Rich Mylander writes this. He said, on my way to a conference in Colorado, I was driving uphill along a major interstate when I overtook a freight train going the same direction at a slower speed. The train was being pushed uphill by two locomotives that sounded as if they were straining at full power. He goes on to say, I'm a flatlander from the Midwest. Is this how trains move in mountainous terrain? I wondered. I gradually came alongside the front of the nearly mile-long string of cars, and there I found five more locomotives pulling the train, seven engines in all. He said, where I come from, I rarely see more than two or three engines per train. That train was a lesson for me, he said. I had been under serious strain for some time. I was feeling tired and was wondering whether I could persevere under the pressure. How like God, I thought. When I'm pushing a load uphill with all the strength I have and feel like my energy level is depleted, He wants me to know that He's in the lead, pulling with power far greater than mine. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that my friend listening in, and I pray for myself, that we would learn that lesson today, that we are to take upon ourselves the yoke of Jesus and to learn from Him, to be in harness with our Savior. Lord, we know that You are not pacing the floor of heaven right now. You're not popping pills. You're not wringing Your hands in anxiety. You've got it all under control. You're leading with power. And it's not going to be accomplished, whatever the it is, by my power or my might, but by Your Spirit, Lord. That's the promise of Your word. I speak that into the life of my friend listening in right now. I pray that we would both get it, God. I pray that we would understand that You have a divine plan and purpose, and even pressure, which produces perseverance, which leads to purity, is not without its purpose. When it's given to You, God, it's going to accomplish a weight of glory, that people would see us and glorify our Father, who is, and we thank You for that promise. In Jesus' blessed name, amen.